There's 18,000 homicides committed in the US every year. This is much lower than it was in the 1990s. So it's significantly lower over the decades. So this political violence represents, you know, a tiny fraction of that violence. So it's important that we keep it in perspective and we recognize that traditional law enforcement tactics, when focused on this problem, are very effective. You know, we can address this problem. My cases in the 1990s showed that traditional law enforcement tactics are effective.
Okay, so those tactics aren't effective, but, you know, that was then, this is now, and a lot's changed since then. And that includes the ability for organizations and individuals to use advanced weapons, some of which are on the internet. So how does that factor into this?
We don't need any brand new surveillance programs or expanded authority for law enforcement. But at the same time, they can't fix what they don't look at, right? You know, and it's not a matter of it not being visible. Obviously, I don't have the tools that I had as an FBI agent, as an advocate today. But I can see it, and I have written 3 reports and a book about it over the past 3 years. So it's happening in plain sight, but it's important that law enforcement focus on the violence and the people perpetrating the violence. That's their job.
This situation was brutal. I mean, you see pictures of agents, police officers, you know, being dragged. You see officers being beaten with flagpoles, hockey sticks, fire extinguishers. You see people inside the Capitol with weapons, with knives, with flex cuffs. This wasn't just a bunch of rioters, or rather protesters, that went up there, seemingly went up there, and this got out of hand. There looks as though there's some kind of plan here. What's your thought?
Right. And you know, among people working counterterrorism in law enforcement and even, you know, in academia and, you know, advocacy groups or groups that, you know, promote themselves as terrorism experts, you often hear them talk about white supremacists and far right militants as the junior varsity, right, where groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS are the varsity. Those are the people who are really sophisticated. Somebody tweeted out, "Oh my gosh, can you imagine if ISIS had infiltrated this crowd, the damage they can do?" This is absurd. You know, this was former US trained military members. This is, you know, current and former law enforcement officials. These people have training that ISIS and Al-Qaeda could only dream of, right? These people have proven their capability, not just to commit violence, but to organize a national network. And, you know, they have promoters within government, whether we're talking about at the US Capitol, but even in state legislatures, right? You know, you won't find any member of Congress who has an ISIS flag on his desk, but you'll find people who have a Confederate flag somewhere in their office, right? And certainly if you look at state legislatures across the country, there are people who are vocally outspoken in support of these far-right militant groups. You know, this is a bigger, more serious problem that we need to address as a whole of society. And law enforcement needs to do its part first by cleaning up its own act and then making sure that it's protecting us from the most violent elements within this movement.
Michael German is a retired FBI agent. He's a scholar and a writer, currently a fellow at the Brennan Center for Justice's Liberty and National Security Program. J.J. Green, WTOP News.